In Luke chapter 7, Jesus was invited over to a Pharisee's house for dinner. A rich, religious person. And something really strange happened. A prostitute wandered into the house from the street. That would raise some eyebrows. That would startle, mess up this dinner party a little bit. It says, a woman of the city who was a sinner, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, so they would recline at the table with the feet out, she came up behind and, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. So you have this person who's, by social standards, is an outcast, is rejected, is worthless. And she hears Jesus is here, and she's got to see Jesus, and she comes weeping, broken, falls at his feet, crying, and the tears mix with the dirt on his feet and make mud, and so she dries that with her hair, and she pours ointment, costly perfume, on his feet. And there's some grumbling within the Pharisaic guests, saying, we thought this man was a prophet. If he were a prophet, he would know this sort of, you know, who this is, and he wouldn't allow this woman to touch him, for she's a sinner. Jesus tells Simon the Pharisee a story about two debtors. He asks him the question, the one that's, who loves more? Well, the one that was forgiven the greater debt, of course. And he makes the point that this woman, she loves much because she was forgiven much. He says, you didn't even offer me the common courtesy of having my feet washed when I came over to your house for dinner. That would be rude, to not offer someone the opportunity to have their feet washed. And she says, this woman, she washed my feet with her hair. Broken people love much. And it's beautiful to see that Jesus treats this woman who deserves no respect with dignity, with respect, with honor. And he offers her the greatest gift of all. He says, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Oh, she had a list. She was a sinner. Everybody in the room knew her list. Jesus looks at her and says, your sins are forgiven. Now we have to understand what that cost Jesus, because those aren't just words. We tend to say, you know, with our kids, it's like, hey, that was mean. Say I'm sorry. Say you forgive him. It's just something we say. It's just words. They don't mean anything. Forgiveness, in the context, he tells this story of two debtors. The one had apparently robbed his master blind. He owed him a ridiculous amount of money. Incalculable amount of money. And the master forgave the debt. Well, what does that mean? That means he wrote it off. That means he ate the debt. That means he had to pay himself. It cost him deeply. When Jesus said those words to this woman, your sins are forgiven, what he was saying, and the Pharisees understood, that only God can forgive sins, because sins are ultimately against God. Jesus is understanding, I am going to take all those sins that you committed, against other people, but ultimately against me, I'm going to take that. I'm going to pay the price for that. I'm going to die for those sins, because the wages of sin is death. And you deserve to die over and over and over again for the many, many sins you've committed. He says, I want to forgive you, which means I am going to pay the price for you, because I love you. That's what Jesus did for each one of us. And I think it's very true what he tells to this Pharisee is you think you're okay. You're religious. You don't think you are even a sinner. You don't acknowledge your sin. You can't love me. You're too proud. This woman is broken and hurting and knows that she has no hope. She has no future. She has no life. This is her last hope. And Jesus restores her hope, gives her forgiveness of sins, gives her a new life, a new start, a new beginning, makes her clean and new. She loves much because she had been forgiven much, because she knew she was a sinner. And we each need to acknowledge our sin before the Lord. Come broken, come needy. Come to his feet and say, I don't deserve anything but your wrath, but I understand you're merciful. I understand you forgive sins. I understand you pay the price. So I would invite you to come to him that way this morning. I'm going to invite the men to come. We have bread and juice. Jesus told us to do this as often as we do it, to remember him, to remember Jesus, to remember the price he paid, so that he can genuinely offer us forgiveness. He paid the price so that we can enjoy forgiveness and life and cleansing, a new hope. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay my price. Jesus, thank you for being that willing sacrificial lamb that laid down your life as a substitute for sinners, sinners like this woman that came to your feet, sinners like me. Thank you that you so love each one of us, that you paid our price in full on the cross, with your own body broken, with your own blood poured out, so that you could look us in the eye and say, you are forgiven, you are loved, you are accepted, you are clean. Help us to remember you together. In Jesus' name. We'll serve you bread and juice as you take those in your hand. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're depending and trusting on him, you're welcome to remember with us. If not, I'd invite you to believe. Give him your heart. Give him your life. Give him your sin and allow him to cleanse you. In a minute, when we're all served, we'll take that together. As you hold those in your hand, just reflect. Reflect on your own sin before the Lord and how much grace he has given freely to forgive you of all your sins, to make you new. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for paying my price and extending forgiveness to a sinner like me. We remember together. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.